Blackstone Audio presents Waterlog Documentary Pack.
New Orleans, the city generally considered to be the birthplace of jazz. And although jazz did not suddenly appear there and nowhere else, certainly some of the greatest jazz performers were born in New Orleans, the greatest of which was Louis Armstrong. Hi, I'm Joe Bevilacqua. In the next hour, I'll be paying tribute to Louis Armstrong and New Orleans, the city where he was born. Throughout this program, you'll hear the sounds of New Orleans, recorded live during my visit to the French Quarter. We'll have exclusive interviews with trumpeter Wynton Marsalis and other New Orleans musicians, plus authors Donald Newlove and Bill Crow, and the members of the Preservation Hall Jazz Band. All that and more on Louis Armstrong's New Orleans.
I miss you when I can, more than I miss you, Harley.
That blood pretty, actually. Blood pretty.
It's been said that the early recordings of Louis Armstrong are not a very good representation of how great he was and of the New Orleans style that he played prior to recording. This is something that trumpeter Wynton Marsalis disputes.
The New Orleans style of playing was more ensemble-oriented. Louis Armstrong was a great soloist, but the King Oliver Band recorded a couple of great recordings with Louis Armstrong playing second cornet to King Oliver. But Louis Armstrong, in whatever he played, he had the spirit of that music in his sound. So there might be a few things that are different, and of course on a recording you never capture the real brilliance of the sound. And I'm sure when he was really stretching out and playing for a long time in those younger years, it was really quite exciting. But the essence of who he was as a man is captured. He's extensively recorded. And all of his recordings have that same personality, that same presence, and that same type of musical power and authority. And of even greater importance, he really represents the New Orleans tradition, everything about it. He's really the perfect representative.